going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
What's upset you now?
So I have friends that I've known for about 20
Congratulations.
Years. Yeah, I'm doing all right.
And show off.
And they had a daughter about 15 years ago.
Okay.
And I now cannot see them without their child. So I always see them as a three pack now.
Okay.
And I like their daughter, but it's not the same with a child there. So for 15 years, I've had to keep it, you know, child friendly when we meet up. And these are good friends. We've had.
What are you wanting to do? When you say I keep it child friendly, it does sort of start alarm bells ringing as to what you're hoping might happen.
I just want to talk about grown ups. The thing is, you get into a conversation about the things that bedevil you as an adult.
Yeah.
And there's a child there, and I'm such a crowd pleaser that I start thinking, you know, she doesn't care about tax returns or whatever.
You feel
it is
like you're having to dumb down.
She's stopping you from bashing out your tax returns.
I'm usually fucking wowing the room with my tales of tax returns, and I can't do it.
Yeah,
or more like adult focused material. So definitely, like in my more footloose days.
You're not selling your conversation at this point. In my more footloose days, I was quite the.
This is a safe space now. There are no 15-year-olds here. Just get off your chest now.
Shoot your shot.
What is it that you want to get off your chest that you can't when your friend's daughter is present?
Well, you just want to be able to call people a fuckwit.
All right. We found it. It took some digging. We've got there.
Or say someone's a pervert or just regular conversation.
Regular conversation. Love it.
So that annoys me because I can't be my real self with these friends.
Yeah.
And I still love them and I love their daughter, but I can't be, you know.
Feel like you've had your wings clipped.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it kind of? I suppose a 15-year-old doesn't really want to, or is it? It's maybe more on you. You don't really want to make a 15-year-old witness to your cynicism of the world, and a 15-year-old should be protected from how truly awful life is.
Oh, I think she's more cynical than I am.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. I think that generation is definitely more cynical, aren't they?
Yeah, she's got the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably must cannot be hard shock to not be her. Cynical.
Yeah.
You can't shock her.
I can't shock her, but I can't just, when she was nine, I couldn't just talk about somebody being a cunt in front of.
No.
No. You know what I mean?
Like, no. Yes.
Yeah. That's you're very, sort of keeping yourself under you. Manners, but in actual fact, yeah, anything you said would probably be lame in her sort of.
I've got to be careful here what I say here. So you've got to tread very carefully. I feel Nick. I take it you're friends with this couple as a whole, right?
Well, I started with the husband, and then he met his wife when we were friends, and I got married, and I was very good friends with both of them. I liked them both very
much. Right, okay, and that transition to a bigger group was fine. I sometimes find it a bit. I've got to tread carefully, but when a male, or I suppose friend. Yeah, go on.
Way you describe your friendship then sounded like you were in a documentary and they had done something terrible. It's like, well, you know, I started with him, and you know, I was with him when they met, and I liked them both. Yeah. You know, I did like them both. They were good people, as far as I knew. You know, and then obviously,
and then the next thing you know. I didn't expect them to do what they did, which was to give birth.
That sounds like a true crime series.
You know, they were just quiet. They kept to themselves. And then the next thing,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly, yeah. Very well liked in the community, you know?
Yes. I think that when a friend brings a partner, it's a bit... I think that's problematic sometimes. We've arranged to meet and you've brought your partner. That now I've got to put on... It's a bit like what you're saying. I've got to put on a kind of more pleasant face. I've got to mask the real cunt I truly am.
Yes.
Particularly if it's like the one guy or gal that sort of like the group dynamic is, you know, the group, but then one person that always insists on taking their partner everywhere and you're like...
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's exactly who I'm talking about. Oh, I've got one God friend.
Sake. We get it. You're in love. Well done. Yeah. There's nothing I'd do here that I wouldn't do with my partner. So, you know, that's just like, right, okay, great. Well done. But what you are now doing is ruining it for everyone else.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember I went to some outing with a group of people I used to know, and a group of friends. I still know them. We're still friends. And I brought my then girlfriend along. Yeah. Beforehand and did some stuff with her, and then we met up with my group of friends, and then she went home, and one of my friends said, oh, we don't do that, mate. You know, you don't send the missus home when you meet up with the group. And I thought, but she's not interested. You can make a call about whether certain people will mix well.
Yeah, you can make a call.
We do that all the time, don't we? We think some people don't.
I'm imagining you saying this to him. Look, you can make a call on whether some people will mix, and your missus, unfortunately, is not one of those people. She is difficult to get along with. I don't know what it is about her, but I just don't like her.
It was more about the group of people I knew, very insular, and they just, you know, you've got groups of friends who they just talk about their own shit. But comedians are terrible for this.
Oh, yes. My God, the worst.
You bring a partner along, and they're still talking about, you know, running the light
I'm as guilty as anyone else. A group of comedians at a social event are just the worst, aren't they?
Oh yeah, absolutely hideous. Yeah.
They're only people pleasers if you're a person who's paid.
Perfectly put. Now, yeah. Nick, do you have any ideas for how to resolve this? Can you not tell them? Can you not say maybe don't bring your daughter?
I could tell them, but it'd have to be when she's not there.
Oh,
I
mean,
that would be a little confrontational for her.
You know what you could do? Invite them to a fetish party, and then they won't be able to bring their daughter.
There's some blue sky thinking there.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, something adult in a kind of non-sexual way, like a tax convention if such a thing exists.
Must I develop a fetish for this?
Not another one, Nick.
Yeah.
You don't really hear about like fetish stuff that much anymore. It was very sort of big in the 90s, wasn't it? Do you ever hear of that night torture garden that used to go on in King's Cross?
Of course.
Yeah, that was the sort of big one, wasn't it? It became quite sort of a mainstream for a while. But I'm sure it still goes on, but it's not as...
I'm sure it's generational. There's a generation of people who saw people 10 years older doing it and they just immediately associate it like, oh, those losers with their ball gags and stuff. And
I would look absolutely ridiculous at a fetish night. I mean, I knew that early doors. I would not fit in at a fetish night. It's just,
those aren't the images you see, though, are they?
I don't reckon I'd get in.
Fortunately not.
I don't mean this is you, mate. It'd be like queuing up for the Bergheim in Berlin. If he's like, sorry, mate, I think you just go and try your luck elsewhere. I don't mean this is your crowd. Me just stood there, in a leopard skin codpiece or whatever. Go, fucking come on, mate. Let me in, mate. Come on. It's raining
out. No trainers or trousers.
This doesn't speak well of me, but I hate it when somebody texts me and just says, how are you?
Oh, my God.
Don't submit a writing assignment to me, all right?
That's a good point, actually.
It really, I always think if I just see how are you,
that something's happened that you don't know about.
Yes, I always think, oh, God, this is me done for. Yeah, totally. It really makes my heart jump. Is that what you're talking about? Do you think, oh, no, something's gone wrong?
No, you mean that someone's putting all the work on their board and they're like, oh, I haven't spoken to them for a while. I'll get them to kind of... Do you mean how am I? How are you?
It's such a big question as well. And to be honest, I don't really... I'm not a spontaneous fellow like you, Sean. I don't really know how I feel most of the time.
Yeah.
I've got to sit there and compose something, look inside.
Oh, no.
Dredge it all out.
Don't look inside.
And then tone it down.
Tone it down. Yeah. How are you, Nick? How are you?
All right.
You're all right. Is that it?
I'm all right. Well, that's...
But don't they always say that you need to ask twice? It's like, but how are you really? Or something, you know, that's...
But how are you really? Well, that's a good idea. Deep. Well done, Paul. Good thinking. How are you really?
I want to go deep on the first how are you. You don't have to ask twice. And if you ask me in person, I'll stand there and work it out in real time with you waiting. I'll be like, yeah, how am I? Where am I at?
That's it's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a good question. How am I?
How are you for time? Because this is not going to be quick. Just between you and I and the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Just this doesn't go anywhere. Go on.
Okay.
How are you? Work it out in real time. Let's go.
Okay.
How are you?
How am I? I've been fed.
Nice.
You've been fed. It sounded like someone fed you.
And I fed myself.
Okay.
So I'm not hungry. I'm just going down the checklist.
So you're now telling us how you're not. You're telling us how you're not. I'm not hungry. How are you? I'm not hungry.
Look,
okay. Can we make it more positive, Nick?
Okay.
Let's not use the word not. How are you?
Gosh.
The weather has got to be having some sort of bearing, hasn't it? This is absolutely relentless.
Oh, it's fucking...
I mean, yeah, you just wake up and it's like, it's raining again. It's like they're going to run out of rain at some point, surely.
I just expect this, though.
I know. Well, that's what I mean. But that's got to, you know, if you're working, you know, on a percentage where 100% is the best you've ever felt, you can't get out of, like, the 60s when it's just constantly raining, can you?
It's horrendous.
You can't. You don't trust it enough to get over 80 until, like, July.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because for the next two or 3 months, you're not buying it. It's a nice day. You're still bringing a warm top.
Isn't that nice to know that June and July are coming, though?
I've got to say, guys, I'm not confident
that they're coming. Well, you reckon they're going to miss them out this year?
I'm not sure they're going to deliver. That's what my last year was. Last year did not deliver,
didn't it? I can't remember the weather. I can't really remember summers anymore.
Well, that's because there wasn't really one.
The thing with summer is I feel like there's this huge pressure to enjoy yourself.
Yes.
You know, everyone's like, you know, oh, go to the park. Go to the park. I'm like, I don't want to go to the park. And you see everyone going to the park and throwing frisbees and drinking cider and stuff.
Drinking cider. That makes more sense.
Yeah. if you're not doing it, you feel like you're failing in some way.
Yes.
can't I stay in and do the crossword? Is that okay in summer? I'm like, no.
Okay, so we've discovered that you don't like the sunshine and warmth as well. So right, how are you? You've been fed. Let's get back to that. How are you? You've been fed?
Yes. I'm at an even temperature. It's a tolerable, moderate temperature where I'm sat.
And how does that make... Are you pleased with the temperature?
Yeah, it's all right, yeah.
You look like you might have a keyboard stuck to your head. Is that not bothering you?
That has been there for a long time, and most people don't mention it.
Sorry, my bad.
Most people have more to...
How uncouth.
Do you not find, though, if someone texts you, how are you? And I know you can just go like, hey, great, or fine.
I go for fine. I'm a fine guy. Fine, yeah, fine.
Fine. Are you a fine full stop?
I don't think I full stop. Is that okay?
If I texted you and just said, like, hey, how are you? And you wrote back, fine. It's got a different vibe, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, I think you have, yeah, you're right. I think I have to fly, you have to hit back. So you have to go, yeah, fine. Well, maybe I chuck in a not too bad as well, which is very English, not too bad. And then it goes, how are you?
All right, this is good. This is good.
Yeah, is this good?
I'm going to use this.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe I can't complain.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't complain. I'm a big can't complainer. Often followed up with
Paul manages to break through that.
Yes.
You can't complain.
But I will.
I can't complain, which is devastating.
The very funny Nick Ellery there. Check Nick out on Instagram. He's always posting fantastic reels. I often share them. You can follow him at Nick Ellery. That's Ellery.
Wonderful stuff. And the... Try Before You Buy campaign rolls on. You know, if you are listening to these episodes and you've had your appetite whetted and, you're thinking that you might now be ready to commit on a slightly more sort of, permanent basis. You want more of this. You're in. You know,
can I make the point, Paul? Can I make the point that, and someone has written in to the Patreon to actually make this point for us, which is,
always
I
nice
know
to hear from them.
that the assumption is, if you sign up, you'll get the kind of stuff that we didn't think was good enough to make it into the main episode. No. It's just more gold, baby.
Often the better stuff is in the Patreon episodes, believe it or not.
Not to be harsh on what we deliver.
It doesn't seem possible.
I know.
You're thinking it can't possibly be better than this. And, it is in some cases.
Yes.
I personally would just say, just go for it. Bite the bullet. You know, it's less than a quid a week. Sign up. Get on board.
It's less than a quid a week.
I know, it's mad.
We are robbing ourselves.
I don't really like to mention it.
The amount
annoys
of
me every
shit
time I say it.
Out there.
I went to watch the football on Amazon last night because I noticed that the games were on Amazon. You've now got to sign up to Discovery to watch the Amazon games. What? Is Discovery not like nature documentaries?
Lizards?
Are they going to start writing the games up in National Geographic? No, Discovery
what
Plus.
What?
£30 a month is my point anyway. That's what they want.
Yeah, so we're not doing that. And we're you can listen that to us on the move. On the move. Yeah. Stick us in your ears. Go where you got to go.
You can listen. Here, you can probably listen to us on the moon if you can get there.
Okay. I mean, maybe. We're no guarantees here in the contract. Listen.
But anyway.
Sign up to Patreon. There's a free trial.
Patreon.com/WUIN. Sign up now. Do the free trial or just become a fully fledged member. Whatever you want to do, it's all right by us, baby. Patreon.com/WUIN.
/WUIN.